You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News on 720 WGN. I'm Steve Bertrand. Well, you know, there are no big budget Hollywood films set for theatrical release now until after Thanksgiving. Stocks for the movie companies, the theater companies, I should say, have been down big time this year. AMC's down 32%, Cinemark down around 70%, Marcus Theaters 75%. And there really are questions about the future of the movie theater. Those are the chains. They're independent companies as well. Chris Johnson joins us on a phone line. He is with Classic Cinemas, the CEO, and also represents Illinois' movie theaters. He joins us on the Team Hochberg phone line. Chris, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Do I start with condolences? I don't know how to get into this conversation. It's just not good.
Yeah, well, I guess there's two ways of looking at it. You know, the good part is that I do believe the end game is a positive one, and it's just a matter of getting from the shutdown back to, you know, opening, and I'm just going to call it normal. And that's the key. The hard part is, and we just got a, you know, I don't want to say a death blow because that sounds pretty extreme, but, you know, I think I, you know, 5 minutes prior to talking, you know, James Bond has moved, and that was slated for November 20th. And, you know, we had kind of put together everything around James Bond. We thought that was going to hold. Unfortunately, I think that New York not opening was the key to that, and they have to have enough runway to ramp up the press and everything else involved in it. So that was the biggest thing, because 48 out of the 50 states are open, but, you know, New York is such a big market that it wasn't there.
It's just not worth it for them. So when is it going to open then, if not in November?
They said April of 2021. So, you know, again, going back to it, the good news is that 2021 has a, you know, an amazing, robust slate. And, you know, the majority of films have been moved, not kicked to streaming, which is kind of the popular thing that, hey, you know, everything's going to stream. And, you know, I just don't buy that thesis. And I think there's plenty of support of that, you know, pretty detailed sort of research. And that, you know, when people go to the movies, they're looking for something to do out of the house. What? And so, you know, the idea is, oh, I got a great big TV and I got Netflix. I never need to go out of my house. Well, I can tell you that people like to get out of their house. And whether it be go to a movie, go to a restaurant, you know, go bowling, go dancing, you know, whatever they like to do.
I remember a quote. I was listening to a radio show, Milt Rosenberg show, 20 years ago or 25 years ago, and people were complaining about people who talked in the movie theater. And someone on the panel pointed out, and I hadn't really considered it, that going to the movies is one of the few truly social things we do, where members from all different parts of the public can share a room and come together. That doesn't happen very often.
No, you're right. And the other thing that happens, which actually makes it more sort of enticing, is now we're so connected all the time. It actually gives you that freedom to disconnect. And as silly as that seems, it actually is sort of coveted, this space that you don't have any control. You can't hit the pause. You can't do this. You know, you can't be on your phone the entire time.
Right.
You know, if you're like my family watching TV, everybody's on their phone and, you know, they're not really watching. They're kind of just there. And so you really are engaged. And I think that's part of it. And, you know, so there's something about that just doesn't go away. And I know some people say, you know, hey, you're biased, you know, and I'm like, you know, not really. I like to get out of the house as well. I like to do things, you know. I never thought I'd say, you know, I just can't wait to go to a baseball game. Well, that's probably, I shouldn't say that right now because...
Well, no, it's not going so well.
Yeah.
But the purpose of the interview really is to ask you, I mean, I know you've got 15 theaters, I think maybe up to 75 screens or something like that, but...
130, actually.
130, okay. And the last time we talked, you were just moving into the old Paramount, or in the Paramount in Kankakee, I think.
Well, we were talking about that. No, we had that. We were talking because that was your, you know, your...
that was my stomping grounds.
Boyhood theater.
Yeah.
What we did was we actually just expanded our Meadowview Theater, and we're actually finishing up that right now. I mean, I guess the timing was okay on that because, you know, being shut down. Right. But yes, going back.
Well, I guess the point is, are these smaller theaters? I know there have been some that are closed, but is the theater industry going to go away?
I don't think the theater industry is going to go away. I do think there's several things going on here. One is, it is a liquidity challenge getting from point A to point B. And, you know, some banks are working with their, you know, with their companies, and, you know, others are not. And the help from one of the real tough things is there's the Main Street loans out there, which is a pretty darn good program. And the majority of banks are not embracing that. Actually, you know, the only bank in Illinois that's made a loan under this is Signature Bank, and which is such a shame because it's a program where you can get up to 6 times your EBITDA in, your 2019 EBITDA in loan. And it, you know, it's backed by the government. The government makes money. It's not a handout, but yet the banks aren't participating. So it's a real shame that that's the case. And then the other thing is, it would be helpful, you know, on the stimulus, like this last Heroes 2, if they had, they actually kind of exclude movie theaters and other industries, and then they pick, you know, winners and losers.
Right,
so,
right.
So that's kind of a tough one as well. So again, it's not, you know, the idea is that, you know, we all have plenty of assets. It's just a matter of having the cash to make it from here to there. I mean, even my employees, you know, I have a $40,000 a month insurance bill, you know, that I'm paying for my employees, and I'm going to keep paying that. And, but it's, you know, $40,000 a month.
You did open up in the summer and tried it, right? And the people just,
we did. There. We opened up in Wisconsin for 6 weeks and we opened up in Illinois for 2 weeks. We closed everything on July 9th and we closed everything on July 9th because it simply was costing more to be open than to shut down. And then you also, with no new movies, it wasn't like, you know, you were opening up and then, okay, this movie's going to open up in 2 weeks. And it just wasn't there. And they just keep kicking the movies, you know, down the road. And that's the problem. You know, it's interesting, internationally, there are quite a few markets that have all come back. And not 100%. China,
right,
I think,
right,
is the only one that's, but it's all product driven. And when they have the product, they come back. And I think our industry organization did the right thing. They put together the Cinema Safe program with top epidemiologists and put together this whole detailed plan. And when people understand the protocols that we have in place, they feel safe about it. When they learn more about it, they feel safe about it. But, you know, they're not going to go venture out to see, you know, Goonies for the 15th time or whatever it might be. You know, it's just a challenge.
Chris Johnson is the president of NATO Illinois, which I didn't realize we had a NATO organization in Illinois.
Yeah.
The National Association of Theater Owners, and of course the CEO here closer to home of Classic Cinemas. Just real quickly then, if you're not going to open in November for the James Bond movie, would you for Pixar Soul movie, or are you just going to hold off longer?
Well, we'll take a look at the calendar. I will say this, that, you know, if New York opens, I think things will change and firm up. But, you know, if that doesn't, if James Bond doesn't come in, then, you know, Seoul might move and then we're back to December. Christmas at this moment looks pretty good leading up to it. But again, it's the one thing that's certain is uncertainty. And so, you know, I just got to roll with it. But the week of Christmas is always the biggest week of the year. And, you know, with Christmas on Friday, that's a huge week. So I see that happening. But again, you know, I can only go with, you know, my best information that I have right at this moment. You never know.
Well, we're pulling for you. Thanks for time.
Thank you.
Thanks for taking the time to join us.
I appreciate it.
It's Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN.